Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter Kitabu Sunnati wa Adabiha, the chapter on the beautiful Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the etiquettes of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's hadith, Nabi Sa'id Abdullah ibn Mughaffal radiyallahu anhu qal, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anil khadfi wa qala innahu la yaqtulu al-sayyid wa la yankawu al-adu. وإنها يفقع العين ويكسر السن متفق عليه وفي رواية إن قريبا لابن مغفل خذف فنهاه وقال إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن القذف وقال إنها لا تصيد صيدا ثم عاد فقال أحدثك أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عنه ثم عدت تخذف لا أكلمك أبدا. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mughaffal radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited the throwing of pebbles using the index finger and the thumb. Khazf in Arabic means to take a small pebble, to put it onto your index finger and use your thumb and flick it like that. To flick it is called khazf. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prevented that a pebble be put on the index finger and it be flicked. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained why. Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa explained why that a person shouldn't be doing this. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that it neither kills any prey, nor does it cause any destruction to the enemy. However, it bursts an eye or it breaks a tooth. In other words, you're doing something, it doesn't have any benefit. You can't kill a prey with it. You can't kill an animal of prey with it by flicking a stone like that. Nor can you use this to cause any destruction to any enemy of Islam in jihad. It's of no benefit. You can't kill any person with this by you flicking one stone. But that flicking of the stone, what it can do, it can burst somebody's eye or it can break somebody's tooth. So you're doing something that's got danger in it and no benefit. So why do something that's got danger in it and it doesn't have any benefit? Just as a side point, sometimes we do things that has danger in it and has no benefit. So then we should think of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One example, a person does something like bungee jumping. Now there is only danger, there is a possibility of some danger. Is there any benefit to a person? Does it make him more healthier? Does it make him more fit? It doesn't have any benefit. So those things that got potential of harm, like a flicking of the stone, and has no benefit, a Muslim doesn't get involved in it at all. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us so beautifully by way of an example. If you do this, you can hurt somebody's eye, you can break somebody's tooth, and you're not going to get any benefit. So don't do something like that. So anything that has a potential to cause any type of harm, person is driving at high speed, that is no benefit. If he leaves 10 minutes earlier, he'll reach 10 minutes earlier. There's no need for him now to drive over 200 kilometers, putting himself in danger, putting others in danger. So that has potential of harm, and there's no benefit. If he reaches even that place where he needs to reach 10 minutes earlier, what difference does it make? Unless it's something very, very urgent, is a different issue. So anyway, here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us a very important principle, that don't do something that causes harm, and there's no benefit. So anyway, showing us the importance of this hadith, the narrator of this hadith is Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mughaffal, radiyallahu anhu. So in another narration it has, that a relative of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mughaffal, radiyallahu anhu, through, he did khadaf. In other words, he took a pebble and he flicked it like that with his thumb. So he stopped him, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mughaffal radiallahu anhu stopped him and told him that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited throwing pebbles using the index finger. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited flicking the pebble using the index finger and the thumb. It does not kill any game. So he explained, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stop. He prevented this. You can't kill any prey with it. So don't do this. Now what had happened was this relative of his did it again. After he told him the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did it again. So when he did it again, he said, I told you that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited this, yet you continue doing it. I will not speak to you ever again. La ukallimuka abada. I will not speak to you ever again. So this hadith shows us how serious they took the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was a sahabi, and he's telling his own relative that I told you the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and despite that you went against the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for that sake I won't speak to you again. Now from this ulama take out one point. They say that when a person, for two Muslims to speak, to not speak for more than 3 days is prohibited. The two Muslims cut off ties for more than 3 days is prohibited. But, however, that is when it's, well, it comes to worldly matters. There's some worldly dispute. There's some problems as far as some worldly matter is concerned. Maybe a business matter. Maybe somebody said one thing to another person that offended him personally. So it is not a dini matter. When it's not a dini matter, then more than 3 days it's prohibited. Here he says, لا أكلمك أبدا. I will not speak to you forever. So from this ulama I explain that when it comes to for a dini reason, a person is involved in guna and sin, and you fear that by you talking to him or discussing to him is going to endanger your iman, then you have the right not to speak to that type of person. Or that person is showing some type of attitude towards deen and Islam, and there's no benefit of speaking to that type of person. So in that case, Islam allows you not to speak to that type of person. Why? It is to protect your deen and to save you, or for some dini benefit, dini maslahat, then there is no harm that you don't speak to such a person. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Imagine if we just read this hadith without the proper understanding, then we'll think that you can just cut off ties with anybody. No, it's teaching us that when it's for a specific dini reason, then Islam allows it. But it's not for a dini reason, then one person should try and maintain ties with the next person, next Muslim brother. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.